Now to sport, and we've got Ben Homer. Hi, Ben.
Morning, Kathy.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm going well.
It's a big day in sport, isn't it?
It is exciting. Of course, the Boxing Day test getting underway today, and hopes are this year for actually a close contest. We've had so many blowouts in the Boxing Day test last year, as I mentioned on Monday. It was such a boring match with those not many wickets and a lot of runs. So they've played out two tight test matches, Australia and India, so far. I think this is going to be another one. But the big question for India is whether Ravi Ashwin, their star spin bowler, will be ready. He's been injured. He's had an abdominal strain. In that first test, he took 6 wickets and he bowled a large chunk of the Indian innings, 86 overs, including, I think, 50 in a row in the second innings. Just incredible.
They worked him hard.
They did. And you can see why he is injured. So he's got an abdominal strain. They sorely missed him in the second test in Perth. They actually didn't play a specialist spinner and it really hurt them. That's what the Indians do well. They really do well with their spin bowling and it hurt them.
So is he a chance at all, do you think?
I'm expecting they will probably put him in the side just because he's such a key player. Abdominal strain, you know, they've given him enough time to recover. So I'm thinking Ravi Ashwin wouldn't miss this one for the world, the Boxing Day test match. He'd love to be there.
All right then. And of course, the other huge sporting event on Boxing Day is the Sydney to Hobart. It kicks off today in Sydney Harbour. And there's a rather surprising entrant from a landlocked country. Tell us about it.
Yeah, as we've heard, there's the first Hungarian crew to compete in the race. They're actually trying to overcome a language barrier and a relative lack of experience in ocean racing to compete. I found this just so fascinating. And just this morning, we've had another European crew. This has gone the other way. So a Polish sailing crew has actually entered the race. Will not be competing because their boat is under arrest. It's actually welded to the dock at Rushcutters Bay. So this is a real confusing one. The crew, they're from Yacht Club Sopot in northern Poland. They had a race dream to compete in the Tour de France. And just days out, what happened was they've had an issue with their insurance policy and the sailing crew has actually launched legal proceedings against its owner because he was supposed to organise insurance. So,
oh, dear. Ben, we're going to have to quickly wrap up sport with just a look at what's happening now with Chris Sutton. He's upset Socceroos fans, I hear.
Yes, he has. He said the Asian Cup, which is coming up in about a week's time, he said it was a Mickey Mouse competition. And this is all surrounding Tom Rogic, Australian midfielder. He wants Tom to stay in the Scottish Premier League until the 29th of December. Australian coach Graham Arnold wants him tomorrow to be ready for their pre-tournament camp. A little bit of disagreement around club and country. And Chris Sutton had a little go at Australians saying they should stick to their prawns and barbecues. And it angered a few fans, to say the least.
Ben Homer, great to talk to you. We'll speak to you later.
Thanks, Kathy.